When you pick up Charisma Magazine, do you make a beeline for Stephen Strang's column? If so, you're like a lot of Charisma readers. Now you have the option of listening to Charisma's founder's column, not just read it. I'm Kurt Landry, and I downloaded Charisma Media Audio app. Get it for yourself at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit. Download the app today. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about secret negotiations between Israel and Saudi Arabia that could affect the Temple Mount. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Since December, there are reports of secret negotiations around the control of the Temple Mount and the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. CBN News reports that Saudi Arabian, Israeli, and American diplomats and security officials have been having sensitive and clandestine meetings discussing the possibility of Saudi officials joining the Jerusalem Islamic Waqf, which is the group responsible for overseeing the Temple Mount complex as well as other Muslim holy sites in Jerusalem. The Waqf states that they are not subject to Israeli law. The talks are part of the Trump administration's Peace to Prosperity Middle East initiative, and peace in the Middle East is always a complex thing to deal with. The Waqf is funded and managed by the Jordanians, and they object to any changes being made to the Waqf Council. But recently, the leadership in Amman, Jordan, has changed their position because of fear for the level of Turkey's influence in eastern Jerusalem and the holy site. In February, other Islamic nations' leaders were added to the council, which has made way for Turkish Islamic groups to invest millions of dollars into projects in Jerusalem, gaining more influence in the area. If the Saudis use diplomatic pressure on the Turkish organizations and keep the cash flowing their way, Jordan will likely give them a seat at the table, and Jordan will keep its control of the Temple Mount exclusively. There is a delicate balance of power for the Temple Mount and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and that balance is tilted by many factors. An unnamed diplomat explained, "If the Jordanians allow the Turks to operate unhindered at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, within a matter of years, their special status in charge of the Waqf and Muslim holy sites would be relegated to being strictly on paper. They need the Saudis' money and influence to block Turkey's president. Israel and the United States also have an interest here because they want Saudi support for the U.S. peace plan and the Israeli annexation initiative, and because Saudi Arabia can ensure support from Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates. They also made it very clear that it is too early to know if the negotiations will lead to a Saudi presence on the Temple Mount or not. The Temple Mount has now reopened from its closure due to the coronavirus pandemic, but only time will tell if there are open hearts and minds for peace in the Middle East." For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.